Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and today I want to come and talk to you about things you can do in less than an hour that will actually help improve your style and your wardrobe as well. So, what can you do? So one of the best things to do is to actually start working out what you've got, what works, what doesn't work. The simplest way of doing this is just to narrow down, rather than go into your wardrobe and get overwhelmed because there's so much stuff in there, is narrow down to one type of garment. So particularly something you wear a lot. So if you wear jeans a lot, let's start with jeans. Get all your jeans out. And then what I want you to do is try them all on and assess them for comfort and fit and fluttery. I want you to get rid of all the ones that don't meet the criteria you would want to have if you were buying them again new. So are they worn out? Do they still fit well? Because the problem with jeans these days, when they have a lot of stretch in them, they can end up getting very baggy and saggy, which is not improving your style. Or maybe you've either put on weight or lost weight and they no longer fit well. So there's all sorts of things you can look at there, but I want you to assess them. So go out, try on every pair of jeans you have, and then get, you know, like categorize them to the really not great. Maybe there's some okays in the middle, and then you've got the really, really great. So the really, really great ones, I want you to put those back into your wardrobe. Put them away. The terrible ones, get rid of them. They are doing you no favors. And the ones in the middle, I want you to really assess, do you really, really need them? Do you actually wear them? Because if we've got a few really great pairs, and we'll often have a first best and a second best, or maybe we've got a first best and one's a bit lighter and one's a bit darker, we've got a couple of different blue shades of blue or whatever it might be, or a gray, then they are all great, particularly if they are different. But if you've got these are my best and everything else is a bit ho-hum, I'd probably be getting rid of most of them. Now, they're not so great. Sometimes you need something to wear, you know, when other things are in the wash, but I don't want you keeping a wardrobe full of second best clothing because we tend to avoid wearing it because it doesn't make us feel good. And then we go for the first best all the time. Or if we do end up wearing that second best, it makes us feel like second best, that we're not good enough. And there is a lot of research that shows that when we dress in clothes that make us feel good, then we actually have a more positive outlook on the day. We feel better out about ourselves. We are likely to be less depressed. And it actually has, you know, having a positive outlook means that often we have a better day. So getting rid of those saggy, baggy, worn out, not flattering jeans is something you can do. So you can do this. And what I recommend is just split your wardrobe into, you know, small sections. Rather than try to do everything at once, just go, today I'll do jeans, and maybe tomorrow I'll do dress pants, and the day after I might do skirts, or even just once a week. And you'll find over time, you have actually whittled down your wardrobe to the garments that really, really work. And it might only take you 15 minutes. This could be well under an hour. But then we're getting to keep the things that we love, that make us look good, that make us feel good. And also too, is run that style recipe by them as well. So make sure they're still saying what you want those clothes to say about you. And this is where understanding your personality, what your personal brand is, how you want to be perceived, all these things come down to that personal brand image. That what we want to do is make sure that the outside of us is a representation of who we are, the amazing expert woman we are on the inside. So make sure that when you are whittling down that wardrobe, that you are whittling down to the things that are expressing what you want people to know about you, rather than holding on to a whole lot of stuff that maybe it was expensive once upon a time and you're having trouble letting go of. But if it's not working for you, there's no point in keeping it. Or maybe it's something that, you know, somebody gave you as a gift. And what's really fascinating is that we tend to hold on to gifts in our wardrobes the longest, yet wear them the least, which is just basically clutter. Let them go. I always say with a gift, if somebody's given you something and it's just not your taste, Accept the love in which the gift was given to you. Appreciate the love, but get rid of the thing, because the thing is not bringing you joy. Let the thing go. The thing is just creating clutter, and we don't need any extra clutter in our life. And maybe somebody else will love it and it will bring them joy. So, you know, assess those things like that, and then just start going through one little section of your wardrobe at a time, a small section, just one type of garment, similar sorts of things, because then you can really compare and contrast and go, which of the ones are working? Which are the shapes that are really working for the body I have today? And this is one of those things that quite often body shapes can change with age and weight gain or weight loss, depending on where you do put on or lose weight from. And so we sometimes have to reassess, is the shape that I've always been dressing still the shape I have today? And particularly for women, when we're going through menopause, we tend to put on more weight through our waist and stomach, and we start losing weight off the hips and thighs. And this is because when we're estrogen dominant, that tends to make us put on weight lower down on the hips and thighs, versus when we start losing that estrogen, we start putting more weight on our torso. So body shapes can change with age. So it is something we need to reassess. Is the shape still working? Am I still, you know, loving this? Is it still making me look how I want to look? Is it expressing my personality? Is it who I am now? Is this where I am going into my future, what I am going towards, rather than keeping me stuck in the past? So yeah, it's shapes change, you know, coloring changes as well. Does it still work for the coloring I have today? I mean, anybody who's known me, I've been blogging since 2008, and I used to have black hair. I don't anymore. I went blonde in 2014, and then in 2020, I started embracing my grey. So we all have these morphs and changes through our lives. And also too, you know, our lives change. We, you know, might start out working and, you know, in certain environment and corporate, and it used to be very suited. And then we might end up working somewhere where it's more casual. And then we might leave the workforce and have babies for a while. Or we might, you know, retire. And that really creates a big life change. So we want to assess our wardrobe and these garments. Are they still working for our life today? It's really important to think about those lifestyle aspects, as well as body aspects, colouring aspects, fit and flattery. And do you still love it? If you don't love it, don't hold on to it. Now, there may be some things that you love the fit and you love the shape and it's flattering on. It's just the color's not right. So this is where we can think about, can I over dye it to turn it into a new color that I'm actually going to love and I'm going to wear? Let's not just throw anything out. I always think we want to be conscious. We don't want to be bad consumers and creating more landfill and waste in our world. The world is already having a hard enough time. So think about, can I over dye it? Or maybe it just needs an alteration. It could be that if you find, say, your waist expanded, but your hips and thighs have actually got a bit smaller. So things start to get a bit sagging and baggy around the hips and thighs. Maybe that can just be taken in around the hips and thighs so it fits you better. Or maybe it is you've got broader hips and thighs, but you always find waistbands gape. So those need to be taken in. Maybe we want to take up the sleeve hems or the hems of trousers or the hems of skirts to make it work better. Sometimes putting a few darts into a garment also changes it completely, and even things like changing the buttons up. I was in a store the other day with one of my personal colour analysis students as we were doing a little shopping expedition with colour palettes to teach her how to use those colour palettes so she can teach her clients. And we were talking about the buttons on jackets. And it was very interesting how, you know, this is where stores don't necessarily know best. There was a whole lot of gold buttons on every jacket, you know, whether it was a warm or cool color. And then there was some silver buttons on other jackets. And it was like, oh, you know, with something you're going, that's a great cool red, but those gold buttons, I would change those up. So, and that's an easy little alteration that you can do. And most people, even someone who is not a great sewer, can usually just swap a button out. That's just an in and out. We have to don't do too much in the way of sewing. Just to change buttons. But things like that can be make a huge difference to a garment. Sometimes just changing the buttons up, you know, maybe we can make something more creative by finding some interesting buttons. Maybe we can make the buttons more discreet by, you know, instead of having bright blazing gold button, I might be able to find a button that just blends in much more if I don't like that button as a feature. So there's all sorts of things we can do. Little alterations make a huge difference, and they are your best friend. When your clothes fit you well, you'll feel more confident confident, you'll feel more comfortable, and you'll actually have more courage to do the things you want to do because you are feeling more confident. So it is really important to think about these elements of your wardrobe, work out what isn't working. So I just want you to start just a small section at a time, just one style of garment at a time, and just do some assessments. Don't overwhelm yourself with your whole wardrobe. Just start with one garment, and particularly anything you have quite a few of, and then only keep the best of those. Thanks so much for being here. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.